Drosha for Seder Devarim Chazon Tavshin Sanache. Sefer starts Eile Hadvarim Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael Be'Ever Hayarden Ba'Midbor Ba'Arava Mol Suf Bein Paran Uvein Tofel V'Lavon V'Chatziros V'Dizahav. Rashi explains these are Divrei Tochachos, they are words of Musar and rebuke. And Moshe Rabbeinu mentions all of the places that the Jewish people angered the Rabbanu Shalom. Therefore Moshe Rabbeinu only hinted to them with Mekvodan Shal Yisrael out of respect for the Jewish people. Very difficult, because immediately after this, in Devarim and in Voeschanan and in Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu rebukes them very, very clearly and in detail about all these same sins, the sin of the spies and the sin of the golden calf and so on. So where is the kavod of Yisrael and the fact that he has to mention it only in hints here in the beginning of the Sefer? I was thinking that perhaps after last week's Sedra, Masei, where the Torah mentions all of the journeys, all of the places that the Jewish people were in the desert from the time they left Egypt until they were ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. One of the reasons these places are mentioned, the Rishonim say, is to tell us Chasdei Hashem, all the tremendous kindnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in each specific place. Each specific place had its specific kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, either because of the geography or because of the climate or because of other things that occurred in those places where the Rabbanu Shem showed his tremendous kindness to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, here, by mentioning the places, Moshe Rabbeinu was hinting to them that the source of all their sin was that they were not Makirei Tova, they were Kfuyei Tova. They were ungrateful. To take the places where God showed them kindness, and to not only not recognize and be grateful for the kindness, but to sin. And that's what Rashi means. Kol ha-mekomo shechatu bohen. They sinned in the place itself. And therefore mentioning the places and mentioning the fact that they were ungrateful out of respect for the Jewish people had to be done only beremez, only in hint. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked them in detail for the sin, a sin is a sin. But to be ungrateful is the source of all evil, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu can only hint to that. And that's what the Rashi says, that Bamidbar. Okay, maybe one could say when they went into the desert, even though they saw God's kindness in taking them out of Egypt, but now they're in a desert, maybe they didn't realize yet, they didn't see yet God's kindness is in the desert. Right after that it says, Ba'arava. However, at the end of the 40 years, after they saw all of God's kindness in taking them through the desert and satisfying all their needs for 40 years, still they sinned in Baal Peor. And after that it says, Mol Suf. They sinned twice by the Yam. Once before they entered the sea and once after they came out of the sea. Now one would say, when they entered the sea, before they entered the sea, they were in danger. They didn't see God's tremendous kindness of saving them from the Egyptians. They weren't saved yet. So there they rebelled. But what are you going to say when they came out of the sea? They already saw the tremendous kindnesses that God did for them at Yam Suf, and still they rebelled, and still they sinned. And then Paran. They were ungrateful about the present of Eretz Yisrael that God was giving them. But one could say, well, they didn't see Eretz Yisrael. They only heard about it. They didn't really experience the goodness that God was going to give them. But yet, right after that, Tofel V'Lavan. They complained about the Mon, which they saw daily for 40 years. So it's not just where they didn't see God's kindness that they're ungrateful. Even where they saw and experienced God's kindness, they were ungrateful. Chatzeros hints to the Machlokas of Korah, where they were ungrateful for the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they rebelled against him. But one could say, okay, that was a spiritual benefit that they gained from Moshe Rabbeinu, and they didn't recognize it. But after that, V'dizahav, they were given gold and silver of the Egyptians, something they could see, something tangible. And they were ungrateful for that too, and used that also to rebel against God and to make a golden calf. So this rebuke is not for the specific sins, but for the underlying cause of all sin. As the Navi says, Yodashor Koneu, Vechamor Evus Bo'alov. Animals by instinct are grateful. They know either their master or they know at least the feeding bag that they eat from. And Klal Yisrael didn't think, and it passed them by completely. They were terribly ungrateful. And this is the source of all sin. And therefore, when giving them rebuke on this source, on being ungrateful, out of respect for them, Moshe Rabbeinu only hinted to it. And therefore, Chazal say, Kol hakofe betovasur shol basur v'dam, sofa lichbor bakadosh baruch, we learn from Paro, who was ungrateful and didn't recognize the good that Yosef did for his people, eventually he denied God. And the Gemara says that Adam HaRishon was called Kofui Tova, the fact that he was ungrateful for the wife that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave and blamed her for the sin and blamed God for giving him the wife. And Amalek, you could say plenty of terrible things about Amalek, but Chazal say Amalek, the main terrible thing is they're Kfuye Tova. They were ungrateful. So this Shabbos Chazon, where we search ourselves for the roots of all the sins that caused all of the korbanos of all the generations, the foundation and the root of all of it is not being grateful, not recognizing the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not recognizing the goodness and kindness that other people do for us, and being grateful and appreciative of those kindnesses. If we strengthen ourselves and we are grateful both to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and both to our fellow man, then maybe we will correct the foundation of the sin, correct the sins themselves, and see soon the day when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, the Bias Goel Tzedek M'Heirav Yameinu.